WOZ-KO4-NUE. WOZ-KO4-NUE. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
Check. KO4-CHY.
Appreciate it, bud. Keep standing by. KO4-NUE. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4-NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? 4-NUE. An announcement tonight, but we'll go ahead and ask if anyone else has an announcement or bulletin for the net before I post mine. Please call KO4-NUE. So, just want to let everybody know, this past weekend, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society sponsored a field day event in Traveler's Rest. And for those of you who are interested, I just want to get information as far as kind of what happened during the event. So, we had a total of, now this was not for points. This was intended to teach new hams to swing by and, you know, become familiar with the radios and kind of how things work. So just want to be clear about that. We had a total of 77 contacts throughout the United States. One contact was a Canadian Maritime Mobile. And one other station was also in Canada as well. Some interesting call signs that came through the line WW1I and KN4FUN and also we had some interesting QSOs, Penn State University with the amateur radio club there. So, also would like to add that out of the 77 contacts that were made, I want to make sure we give credit where credit is due, KO4WWZ made 63 of those. So just want to make sure that he gets bragging rights for that. So with that, does anybody need any feels before we move on to the check-in portion? So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred, and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. K, and 4MDA, John and Lyman, KW, 4TS, Jim and Pelzer, and KG4, WNP, Landon and Greenville, KO4, ZEW, Ben and Simpsonville, and KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, KA5, WLL, Leroy and Taylors, N4, WRO, Bill and Easley, K4, OSH, Pat and Malden, KC4, W, Bill and Anderson, and Mr. Richard in Greenville. So with that, I'll pause for a second, and we'll move up to the EchoLink stations. Continue for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll now accept all check-ins for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4NUE, please check in. Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. No traffic, but I'll hang around. I got some news for the group this afternoon, so back to you.
Go ahead and post it now, and could you give me your location for tonight, sir?
Damn case, were you talking to me, Chad?
Get down by, Marshall. Let me deal with this latency. This is KO4NUE. Yeah, I was, Marshall. I was talking to you. If you want to go ahead and post your information now, go ahead, sir. And if you don't mind, then give me your location, too, sir.
KO4NKH. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida this evening. But most of the guys, or a lot of guys, know I've been looking to move up that way, and we will be doing so on July the 14th, which is just 16 days from now. We found a place in Laurel Park, just about 2 miles west there of downtown Hendersonville, and so we'll be moving up. I don't know how much I'll be able to get hold of the repeater here for this, but I'm going to try.
All right, Mr. Marshall. Appreciate you letting us know that. I know you've been looking to try to do that for quite some time, so we'll be glad to take you into the community here, as always. So appreciate you letting us know that. So with the RF check-ins, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima.
Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm on this mountain up here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for comments, and Donna will be in and out. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
WA, please check in. Whiskey, 4. India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE. Sid Fletcher, good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
N-U-E, K-I-4, L-Z-I, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, all the week, you know, give January a good encouragement to go ahead and get his general class.
Back up and recognize what we've got. First of all, I'm not sure if I recognize Mr. John, KN4RJN, up in Brown Summit. If I did not, John, I also have you down for comments, sir. Also, I'd like to recognize my wife, KO4RYP, who is right here beside me. Also, KK4JFO, that's Mr. Carolina. KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. FK, that's Miss Donna, his wife. Larry, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. Also, W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy and Table Rock. So, any more see you through Lima, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Reed, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Beck, Shell. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE, please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Mount Western Greenwood County, be native and native, 73 UN on the net.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm mobile in Piedmont and in the work tonight. 73 UCHAP is Anna on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
For NUE. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. I'll be in and out, but I think Wendy will be listening. I'm going to be heading to bed. One quick question, did you get my text?
Mark, and I intend to reply tomorrow. So I did get it, and I think we can work something out. So I'll shoot you a text tomorrow, sir.
Copy. Thank you.
For NUE, Ed and Anna, please check in out of turn. K3JOY, Joey. Also, KI4DOS, Gary. We're at home in Eastfleet. I will be in and out. Gary will be around for a question. Good evening to you, Anna, and all on the net.
Right. Let's recognize what we have so far, and that's Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And Miss Lorena, I can't begin to tell you how excited I am to hear you check in tonight, ma'am. Also, she brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. Also, WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt in Western Greenville County. KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, also in Simpsonville. Also, we'd like to welcome K3JOY, that's Miss Joy in Easley. And Miss Joy, it is a pleasure to hear you check in with us tonight too, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. And I have Gary down for some comments and questions tonight, ma'am. All right, any more stations? Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that ends with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Mr. Chan. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lima. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
For NUE. Check in November 4 Sierra Mike Hotel. N4 SMH Josh and Greer. Negative and negative tonight.
Check in Kilo Juliet 4 Tango India Quebec. KJ4 TIQ Philip of Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
Four NUE. Check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf. Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments.
R4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Tom, in 0TR, and in Greer tonight. Mr. Tom, please tell Miss Bernice me and Anna said hello, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome WN4S, that's Mr. Chris, in Lyman, and N4 Sierra Mike Hotel, Mr. Josh in Greer, KJ4TIQ, that's Mr. Phillip in Easley, KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, I will see you in the morning, sir. And also WD8RON in Brevard. Are there any more stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
And Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Joe. I'm mobile in Reedville tonight. Negative and negative.
Control. This is Kilo Echo 0, Uniform X-ray. This is Joe. I'm up here on this mountain, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative this evening. 73 is everybody on the net.
Pro. And Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and we're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4 Echo Papa Whiskey. You're down in the noise just a little bit, sir. Can I have your name? Let's try it this way. Words twice. I think it was Joseph. Words twice. Say your call. Words twice, please. Joseph, I think that is your name, Joseph. Just a little bit down in the noise, but I'll look your call up on QRZ and confirm. So stand by 1 second. All right, we'd like to welcome K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and KO4ALL, that's Mr. Joe in Reedville. And Joe, I think that's the first time you've checked in with me tonight, sir. Welcome to the net, and we're glad to have you. We have a net every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller, so we'd love to have you. Also, we'd like to welcome KE0UUX, that's Mr. Joe up in Mount Pisgah, and W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. And Rod, you tell the 10 man I said hello tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4EPW, Joseph in Camp Old Indian. Is that correct, sir? Move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Keep calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RNUE. Getting Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob in Gray Court, negative and negative.
For NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
I'll go ahead and recognize W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer. Dave, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KC2DQV, that's Mr. Bob in Gray Court, and KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And Mr. Kurt, you got a good signal coming into the repeater tonight, sir. All right, we'll move on, and we'll take any calls. Echo Link Stations and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Ted. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself, all on net. No traffic, no queue. And Chad, do be sure and tell us that a hello from me, KA4PQA.
I'm Stephen, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen in Greenwood, and Anna says hello back to you, Stephen. Hope you are doing well tonight. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling the net.
Good evening, UE. Please check in WP4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and I'll just be in and out tonight, please.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
I recognize KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, and WB4FEE, that's Mr. Dan in Simpsonville, and also KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry in Candler. And Harry, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE.
Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
I got your dad's call and name, but where's his location, sir?
Sergeant.
On KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca. And KO4MRA via relay, that's Mr. Fred in StarTex. And Mr. Fred, if you're listening, I hope you're not jet-lagged up too bad. All right, we'd also like to move back up to EchoLink real quick. Any station, I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net via EchoLink. Please call KO4NUE.
Network. Please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo, Romeo, Robert, and Joanna. It'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Mr. Robert, KD4SRR, Mr. Robert and Joanna. Appreciate you joining us tonight, sir. All right, let me make one more call, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the RAG G. Please call KO4NUE.
Control. Hope I can reach you tonight. This is November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AH.
A-H-O. Sir, I did not get your name. You're down in the noise just a little bit. Can you say your name words twice, please?
Roger, roger. This is M4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. I say again, Doug in Walhalla. Over.
I got you that time, Doug. We'd like to welcome N4AHO. That's Mr. Doug in Walhalla. Okay, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking into the net tonight. Any station that does not wish to hang around for RAGQ may secure their station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller. We'll now go ahead and open the RAGQ portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins and comments. So first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. Go ahead, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Just wanted to let you know that John Paul's radiator finally gave out, and he had to get another one. But apparently there was a minor change in radiator configuration between 02 and 03. He went to a YouTube video to see how to put his radiator in, and the guy was working on said this works for 02 through 08, but they changed it in 03. And apparently there's a oil reservoir tank attached to the radiator that after 02 they no longer used, but they left it in there. So he couldn't figure out why he had all these tubes and the other guy didn't, and he finally figured it out, and I think he got it up and running. But apparently his car is running well, and I told him he'd have to tell you that story at some point in time.
Hey, Mr. John, I am glad that he made it to made it home. I honestly didn't think it would last this long, but we got it patched up long enough to get home, and I guess that's all that matters. So, how long did it take him to get it in?
This is KN4RJN. I'm not really sure. He called me during a break when he finally got his other one out, and he said, "I'm thankful that I paid attention to where everything was when I was pulling it out, because the guy on the YouTube video had something had all these connections that or the YouTube video did not have all these tubes running to the to that oil reservoir. Apparently the radiator had an oil reservoir attached to it that would also, I guess, cool the oil. I don't know, but anyway, the guy on the video, you know, didn't have any of those tubes hooked up, and they were just, you know, plugged off. And so he pulled one of his tubes out, and a little oil came out, and he said, "Ah, something's changed." And so then he did a little research on it. The O2 Duke Liberty had that oil tank, and then they came up with another way to do that. So they just left the oil tank on the O3s through the, I think it was O8s, and so on any later model Jeep Liberty, there's a tank which has a reservoir that has nothing in it and is totally plugged off, but is still attached to the radiator on all those, and it's doing absolutely nothing. It's like a vestigial organ, you know, it's like your appendix. It doesn't do anything, but it's still there.
Well, I got to be honest with you, John, did he report any funny smells or odors when he pulled the radiator?
This is KN4RJN. No, he didn't say that he smelled anything funny, but but then again, you know, the condition that the inside of the car was in when you picked it up, he told me about that. He said, you know, the night before he'd had takeout, and then things got busy and he had to get out of there in a hurry, and so the car sat there and cooked for, you know, a couple of weeks with the with the rotting takeout inside of it. So that's what you smelled.
Let me go ahead and just go ahead and fess up here. So when I got the vehicle, I parked it down there at the shop, and it sat there for a couple of weeks, and then you notified me he was coming home. So well, let me go down there and get the thing ready, and make sure everything's okay. So I'm not afraid of too many things in this world, but a spider I am afraid of. I will not get anywhere near them, and they just scare me to death. So when I open the hood, there's this big funnel web, stretched across, from the radiator to the front of the engine. And as soon as I raise the hood, the shocks on the hood are bad, so the hood won't stay up by itself. So I grab the stick, and I'm getting ready to stick the stick under the hood to hold the hood up, and there's this big, hairy, brown-looking, nasty-looking spider, and both front legs reared up, and I went straight to the shop and got me some Hot Shot roach killing spray, and I just saturated the front of the engine. I did what I had to do, so I just wonder if he said anything about it.
This is KN4RJN. No, he didn't say anything. Maybe it had burned off by the time he's been running around a little bit in it. But he went to Clinton the other day, and when he got home, he was smoking a little, and he said, "Okay, I've got a problem here." And he looked, and the crack was up towards the top, apparently, so it wasn't causing him too much trouble while he was driving relatively local. But when he went to Clinton, it went up a little bit too high, and that's when it started separating. And so he said, "Okay, I got to get a new radiator." So the bottom line is, I think he's got a working vehicle at least now, and it's probably in a better shape than what it was when you picked it up. Albeit, I'm sure the interior is, I had not looked at it that closely, but when I went down after he got home, we saw it in your shop. I thought, boy, you need a paint job on this thing. It's like, it looks worse than that old Jeep you got in there.
I don't want to say anything about the inside, but I'm not sure what he left in there, but it was not an easy ride home. So I'm glad he got it straightened out, and sorry the radiator gave out on him, but we got it patched up enough for him to get back home, I guess, and I guess that's all that matters, right?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, he assured me when I called him that, well, he was still over there, and you told me about that. He assured me there were no dead bodies in there, so it's like, he told me about the takeout from, and I don't know where he got the takeout from or what it was, but it sat there and cooked for a couple of weeks before I called you, and then, of course, it sat in your shop for a while, so. Yeah, I'm sure that was quite aromatic by that time.
So when I picked it up and got a chance to get in front of it, I said, "Oh, this old boy left in a hurry." So I know he probably had a lot on him at the time, but I'm just curious, I'm not trying to be nosy or anything, but what did his employer say when he got back?
This is KN4RJN. Well, they told him before he left that they would hold the position open for him for at least a year. And of course, he was gone for, two or three months. When he got back, they had, in fact, filled his position as a market manager, but all the by-lows that got bought out by Food Lion were in the process of changing over. And so they basically created a new position for him as basically a consultant on the changeovers and all the refits and all that sort of thing. So he's traveling around all over South Carolina and a little bit of North Carolina to these different stores and helping with the refits. So, and he got a raise out of the deal. So all things considered, it worked out pretty good.
Good deal. Well, John, I'm glad all is well with you, and I'm glad your son is safe and he got his vehicle straightened out. So with that, let me, if you don't mind, let me move on down the log, and I hope you are doing well, and I hope I hope your wife is doing well too, sir.
It is KN4RJN. Well, and I appreciate everything you did for him and taking care of the car there for him. And say hello to Anna for me, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
73, John. Be safe. All right. Let me jump up on EchoLink real quick. Any station would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net via EchoLink, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ. My name is Kendra, TDH tonight is Easley, and I'll stick around for some comments later, Chad. Thank you for calling in, sir, and good evening to all.
Welcome, KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chandler. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Chandler, and I have you down for some comments, sir. All right, any station via RF, Alpha through Zulu, that'd like to check in, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move up next on the list for RadQ, and that'll be Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. So, Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
NUE, KK4JBQ here. Well, I just want to, on the air, out in public, say congratulations, Chandler. Really good job. Well done. I know he's listening. So, and then I'd like to say good evening to John. I enjoyed that conversation you had with John there. And who knew that you were so spooked by brown recluse spiders? Your description sounded a whole lot like a brown recluse, and that is the most dangerous spider in South Carolina. Deadly. So good thing that you gave him a squirt and dispatched him, wouldn't you say?
Any good spider's a dead spider. And I swear, you know, I'm so afraid of him that when I opened the hood, it looked like he was 12 inches across. It's that bad. So I don't like them, Larry. I don't like them at all. I think it's got something to do with my dad and grandfather. When I was little, we would we had a John Deere 40 that my dad used to take care of the farm, and he would always bush hog twice a year, spring and fall. And one year in the fall, you know, the big riding spiders come out every year. And him and my grandfather would always tell me that don't ever let a riding spider see your teeth, because if he spells your name, you're going to die. So to this day, around any spider, I make sure my teeth aren't showing, and I run just as fast as I can. I can't do anything. I just cannot deal with them mentally.
I got you. Yes, that's a good plan. I can't imagine smiling at a spider anyway. But they're one of God's creatures, and they have a place here, just not around me or you. Well, today is my birthday. And you only had this opportunity once a year. So I just want to say happy birthday. It's my birthday. Say happy birthday to everyone out there whose birthday might be different, probably is, than my own. I know I'm early for some and late for others, but you should have a birthday like I had. I had a marvelous birthday. Woke up to my beautiful wife, who had got me exactly what I wanted for my birthday. I got a package of socks. And I wasn't kidding when I said I wanted a package of socks. I was just replacing the ones that I've got. And a couple of pair of pants on top of that. So she's a sweetheart, and I feel privileged to have her as my wife. And then I placed a couple of phone calls. Both sides of my family, my mother's side, my father's side, there is one surviving aunt, one Mary Jo on my father's side, and Pauline, we call her Bug for some reason, never understood that, on my mother's side. And both of us had a marvelous time on the telephone. We joked and we talked and we reminisced and we spoke about the times before I even got to the earth, before I was born, and I learned so much, and you can. I would urge anybody listening within the sound of my voice, if you have a matriarch or a patriarch in your family, strike up a conversation with them and get to know a little bit more about your family. It's an opportunity that will vanish one day. And I fortunately had this day with the two of them and thoroughly enjoyed it. So happy birthday to me. KK4JBQ.
Comment. K3JOY. Larry, this is Joy. I just wanted to let you know, having celebrated 70 birthdays, even though I'm still only 35, there's a proper way to celebrate a birthday. And to do that to the fullest enjoyment, you begin 6 days before your birthday, celebrate on your birthday for the seventh day, and celebrate for 51 weeks thereafter. And that's the best way in the world to celebrate your birthday. K3JOY, back to Ned.
NUE, KK4JBQ.
Go ahead, Larry.
Thank Joy for that bucket full of wisdom. I mean, yeah, if you add all that up, it's just all the time, isn't it? I just feel blessed. It's my 71 year, and that's a long time to be here and not know any more than I do. But I am pleased to be among you folks, everybody. I'm pleased to be among you, some more than others, of course. But it's been my pleasure. It really has. And one day I'll leave here and find out what the other side's like. back to you, Chad.
Larry, I just let me take just a second and kind of tell you. Well, first of all, happy birthday. And Miss Joy, I thought you were 21. And last thing I want to say to Larry is, I ordered me a Arduino, a little starter kit in the mail, and I've been trying to teach, you know, myself how to write some code, just basic stuff. So today, I was able to light 3 LEDs and have them flash at different speeds. And I unplugged it from the computer and plugged the battery to it and took it outside. And I thought that was the neatest thing, that I could put information into something and move it away from a power cord and it still do what I told it to do. Boy, if everything did that around here, we'd be high cotton.
Yes, especially if you write the code. Modern things are miracles. The deeper you get into them, the more you understand them, they are miracles. And your miracle is portable. How about that? That is great. Well, I just feel just on top of the world today. I do. And it was about time that feeling come back. I know for all of us it's been trying. The last couple years anyway, it's been trying. Trying our last nerve, maybe. We've been afraid to live. We've been afraid to die. And I don't think we should be afraid of either one of those things. And with that, I'm going to move along to the next person. I just love this time of night. This is my big entertainment spot for the day. So, everybody out there, come on in. This is KK4JBQ. Back to net.
Okay, well, happy birthday to you, sir, and glad you dropped by. So, it's always nice to hear from you. With that, we'll see if we can get any more check-ins. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. We'll move next on the list, which is KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. Gary, go ahead, sir.
NUE in the net, KI4DOS. First off, let me say happy birthday to Larry. And Larry, it's always good when you wake up on this side of the dirt. Anyway, we had a good day over here on the plantation today, Chad. I didn't do a whole lot, didn't accomplish a whole lot either. But I did get a few things done, and which was good. Most of the time I spent either on the computer or on the phone, and I hate both doing both of those. I'd much rather be outside digging in the dirt or something. But that'll come another day. I was going to ask you, did you want me to bring those two cylinders and things over in the morning?
So, just going to talk about that for a second. I was probably going to deal with it in the morning, but since we're here. So, probably the reason that the glass is damaged in the two small tanks, it's because the gauges are for the mid-range or higher-range cylinders. One of the gauges that you have is a two-stage a two-stage regulator, and the other one is not. When you have those big gauges on the small tanks, they're a lot lighter, so they get, you know, mishandled a little bit easier because they are light enough to throw in the back of a truck or whatever. With the mid-range and the bigger tanks, they're heavy enough to where the gauges typically don't get beat up that bad. But that's probably why they are beat up the way they are. Second thing is, I'm not exactly sure how a two-stage regulator is going to work on that small of a tank. I'm not saying it won't. I'm just saying I don't know. The third thing is, I have the right size gauges for the smaller tanks. We don't use the smaller tanks here, but like I said, they're just sitting down there. They've been down there for 20 years. They're new. They've never been used. But if you want to get the right gauges on the tank to keep that from happening, we can do that. Or we can just replace the glass that's in them. It makes no difference to me. Your choice.
Being a novice at that, I leave it that up to your discretion. I just didn't know if you wanted me to load them up, bring them over there, and let you have a look-see. And you said something about the dating or something on the tanks, and I wanted to find out where the markings are, so I'll know. I've seen on other tanks, sometimes they're at the top, sometimes they're on the sides. I don't know. like I said, I'm still a real novice at this particular stuff. Folks, if you don't know what you were talking about, we're talking about an oxygen and acetylene torch is what we're talking about. I've got one, and it's the gauges are messed up on it. And Chad has graciously said that he would show me the proper way to use the thing. So that's what we're talking about.
KO4NUE and KO4DOS with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, the date stamps. So here's the way this works. Because they are
the oxygen tank is a high pressure tank. Even though it is a small cylinder, it's still going to hold somewhere around 1,500 to 2,000 psi. The acetylene tank, not so high, but because they are high pressure, every 7 years, the tanks will have to be hydrostatically tested. And basically what they do is they will submerge the tanks in water and fill the tanks with the proper amount of pressure. If the tank ruptures, the water keeps the metal from fragmenting and, you know, hurting someone. If it passes the high pressure test for an extended period of time, they'll take a metal stamp and stamp on the head of the bottle near the valve. You may or may not know what those codes mean. It's probably not going to be decipherable to, you know, the layman, but to the hydrostat man who does the testing, he's going to know exactly what those stamps mean. So let me let my radio drop and I'll be right back. Oxygen and acetylene fuels work as far as having them refilled if you have an account with a welder supply store. The tank makes no difference to them whether it has been hydrostatically tested or not, because you have an active account and you are doing business with them on a regular basis. To establish an account usually cost $99 for a 100-year lease. Which what that means is you pay $100 and the bottles are exchanged bottle for bottle for 99 or 100 years. Why they do that, I don't know. But, and you pay for the fuel. So if there is an issue with the bottle and you have an account and you've paid your lease, then it doesn't matter what the bottle says. They will give you another bottle full of fuel with the same size bottle. So with that, there's two ways to handle that as far as you are concerned, because I know you probably don't have an account. So let me let my radio drop. Give me the bottle, and I will... I have hoses that can go from the big tank to the small tank, and I will fill them three quarters full because I cannot handle hydrostat. You know, we won't take them to the full pressure, but we'll take them, you know, close enough. Or just when the bottles are empty, let me have them. I have an account, and we'll get them exchanged for a newer bottle that's not going to have any issues. But I'm just curious, how much pressure are in both bottles right now? Do you know?
I do not know. That's the reason I asked you if you wanted me to bring them. I turned one bottle on, and it's up to about 1,500 according to the gauge. I don't remember what the other one was. I turned it on, and it came up, and I just turned it back off because I just to see if the gauges were working.
NUE with KI4 DOS. So just bring them with you, and we'll make a decision, you know, there if what you kind of want to do. But you sent me a picture of the torch head and the tips that you have with it. So you have four different sizes of soldering tips. One torch head for cutting, and I'm not sure what size tip is in it. And you have one rosebud. And I'm telling you this because I want to warn you about this rosebud. So the rosebud is, it's not made for cutting. It's made to heat it throws out a lot of heat quick. So, you know, you want to heat something to bend it or to release rusted whatever, you know, swell material or whatever. The reason I'm telling you this is when you have those small tanks with that rosebud, you're going to be done in about 8 minutes. So I just want to make sure you know that.